Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Still having a good time, John.
And we actually had a very good show again today. We always
we
do. The amount of stuff that's available for entertainment, what they were talking about this morning in the town of North Hempstead during the summer is just, it's phenomenal. That's all you can be saying. And it's every genre, if I'm saying it right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get country, or you can
Absolutely.
Get rock and roll, and you get those Zubies brothers. Or, you know, you have all different types of music. So
all
you can't say.
Free.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's
yeah.
all free.
Yeah.
That you can turn around and say, yeah, they're doing it for the kids. They do it for the seniors. It's everybody. And it just, you know, it's especially outdoors. Let's say a rainy night, there's always an alternative. I don't know where they go. You call 311. They're going to Parkwood, they go into a building. But on a nice night, to go to the park and listen to a band for free, make a sandwich at home, bring it to the park, and that's your dinner. And if you go on a date, you tell the person you had to pay a lot. They don't know the difference. I bought these tickets for you, honey.
You ask them to bring the food.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, I paid for the ticket. You bring the food. I love it. We should have been talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
But now, of course, we're in the Christina Luce show.
Yes.
Which is the high point of the week. And
oh,
how are
you,
Christina?
Good, very good.
And what's going on in the town? Did you hear about Michael Bloomberg?
No.
Michael Bloomberg, yeah.
That's the mayor.
Yeah.
The ex-mayor.
Yeah, yeah.
In order, the midterm elections with all the stuff that's going on, and not that we're going to talk politics, but all the stuff that's going on, he is contributing $80 million to get certain Democrats elected in the House of Representatives.
Wow.
That's how disgusted he is with stuff.
That's probably because he heard that 80 was a very
lucky
important
number.
Which is what?
It's 80 days since.
Wow.
80 days since.
Oh, so I'm glad I helped out Bloomberg. There we go. That's right. That's what we're here for.
He actually called. He wanted to know how many days.
He said, John, I want this to work tomorrow. Was it 73? I said, 80 is a good number, Mike. He said, okay, we'll go with 80.
Wow. There you go. See,
just we're going to be hitting the halfway mark soon.
We're really
Life is flying.
Time
halfway
is really
mark.
Flying.
What's halfway?
Like 160. I mean,
yeah.
We're,
my half birthday
we're halfway,
like
halfway to
October,
the halfway.
Yeah.
182 and a half days.
Yeah, because I remember John gave me a cake once.
Oh, it was October?
I think it was October. Because I remember being near Jay's birthday and, like, stealing Jay's thunder.
July. So. Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, because
do we have to celebrate the midway mark?
Well,
who knows? Listen, you never know.
We can't celebrate the midway. Maybe we'll do, like,
like the half
just
year.
Like a new
something.
The quarter point.
Six and a half.
Right.
But today was a great show, as always. I love having the Parks Department on when they talk about the amazing concerts and the movies, and there's so much planning that goes, people don't realize how much planning, and Mary has been doing this for a lot of years now, and she's so great at it, and she's really invested. You can even hear when she talks about it, how excited it is that she's kind of like the talent scout of the town, which is great. So that
was
wonderful.
Work, as you know.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not easy
phone
planning.
Calls, a lot of stuff that people don't see.
Yes.
Right.
A lot of follow-up.
Takes place behind the scenes.
That's right. But it was great. And then today we had also the wonderful Dementia Directive segment, which is great. I'm so glad we finally got to have him on because we know he's in Seattle. So we wanted to make sure because when we saw that article in the Times, it was just so wonderful. So it was great. Very
that was wonderful for you. I mean, that's the one thing also that, you know, from Christina's perspective, to hunt these people down.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't just call here and say, I want to go on Project Independence Radio.
Actually, he did.
Oh, did he?
No, he didn't. I actually stalked him out and to find him because I thought I wanted to, you know, we could have talked about the Dementia Directive, but I wanted the man who created the Dementia Directive. And it just goes into, you know, we talked a little about this last week, how important it is to prepare, you know, and not only for yourself, but, you know, as Otto was saying too, like just for your family's sake. And you want to have all these pieces, done. And John, I like your quote about, you want to share your quote with us?
No choice is a choice.
Yeah, there you go. Because a lot of people just want to avoid and don't want to deal with it or talk about it. And, you know, you're losing your responsibility, you know, and you have the choice to make these things that you want to happen in your life. So why would you not do it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not fun.
Yeah,
this is
of
not
course.
Like a good
right.
time.
Right. It's not like a party time.
There are other things that most people would prefer to do than talk about dementia.
Yeah.
But it's a sad, sad reality that it's there and it's very, very serious.
Yeah.
And you should realize that and try to do what you can.
Because you know what it is? You know, we're a firm believer also, and there's so many things in life you can't control. Mm-hmm. But the things that you can, that could make things a little easier or a little more planned out, I really think it's important to do. And not no one's saying you have to do it all at one time, but...
Now, you know, thought too on that is if you do think about it and you talk about it, then you can table it. You can say, okay, I've addressed this, it's an issue, and now I'm going to forget about it because I took care of it, and go on and lead a positive life while you can.
Right.
No, absolutely.
You don't have to dwell on it.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right, I have to think about it all day long.
No, but one of the biggest things, and then we'll move on. I actually had a conversation this week with somebody. Without doing anything, especially with a dementia perspective, you could wind up then in a guardianship situation where the court has appointed somebody. And now I had a plan to leave whatever I wanted to some charity. They're not getting it because it's never in writing.
Right.
And I have a niece, special needs niece I wanted to, whatever I'm making up.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen because the guardian will come in. And then from that point on, they're controlling where the money goes.
That's
and
really
if some
true.
Family member says, I'm a second cousin, then they're entitled to 10%. Meanwhile, you wanted to give it all to charity. That's when I go back to no choice is a choice. And nobody knows. You know, unfortunately, I can get hit by a car leaving here. And you have to have your stuff done, you know.
There's no book on where the train ride of life is going to take us.
Right.
It's a good point. But we just want to say prepare for everything, you know, as much as you can. We don't like the emergency to happen and you not to know what is going on. And that actually goes into, we have our joint advisory committee coming up next week, actually. And the topic of it is going to be neighbors helping neighbors, which is, you know, I always think of Otto every time I hear our neighbors helping neighbors things, because Otto's been saying this from the beginning, you know, in the NORC days, how important it is to really, you know what's going on with your neighbors, you know, and try and form connections for it's beneficial for you and for your neighbor.
Actually, that I believe in a lot of cases it becomes more difficult because neighborhoods are not quite as tight as they were years ago. You know, people have their own lives. A lot of times you don't even know who your neighbors are. You know?
I agree.
Coming in, coming out.
And that makes it all the more difficult. So maybe you're not buddy-buddy with your neighborhood, but a neighbor, but maybe you can at least pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you see something that looks a little off, maybe
no, it's a great point. You know, no one's saying, you know, you have to be
newspaper sitting out there for 2 days or whatever.
And it's just helping to, you know, and I think it is important. And, you know, to be part of when you are part of a community, you know, if you do have an elderly neighbor who you know is not leaving the house, you know, and if it's snowing, you know, there's something, there's little things you could do that could really, like, change that person's life, you know. And we had that Pen Pals for Seniors on a couple of weeks ago. And that, you know, too, it just shows you, you know, how important these things are. So we're actually going to have that, and we're also going to talk about there the circle of support template that we have. And we just want to encourage people into this whole planning thing to fill this out, you know, and you can do it little by little, you know, and you don't have to know all the answers at one time, but it also does show you where the gaps are. You know, you might see something, oh, no, I don't know who I would call for that
or
what number it is for that. So it's definitely something that I encourage people to do. So definitely check that. And then next week we have on one of our favorite guests, Kate Beckman from the Port Washington Play Troupe. She's actually doing a musical for, it's called Fair Liberty's Call, a musical story of revolutionary America. So that should be interesting. Kate's always a good time to have on the show. And we also have Gia from Community Service Department who's going to talk about Fun Day Monday.
Cool.
Yeah, so there's certainly, in addition, we always talk about all the things going on in North Hempstead, and Fun Day Monday at the beach is certainly quite the event. There's like thousands of seniors that come there.
Gio also runs a book club.
That's right.
Right.
And Otto's wife is part of the book club, isn't she?
Oh, really?
Well,
okay.
Yes.
They're part of everything. We force the Los family to be a little part of everything. But so definitely check out that, because I think that would be great as well. We have a really wonderful chat coming up July 18th called Healthcare Proxy, What Is It and Why Do I Need One? So this kind of falls into our planning theme. Kelly Steinman, who is one of our fabulous nurses, is going to discuss the importance of it, you know, how to do it, and, you know, why do you need one, too. So that'll be at the Great Neck Social Center, and that is from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. So I really encourage people to check that out, too, because Kelly is absolutely wonderful. And then we have our, you know, our social discussion groups are still going on throughout the summer. We have our one at Parkville Branch Library. That's on Thursdays. We have the men's community group, which is on Fridays at Parkville. And then, of course, we have our caregiver to spouse support group as well. So if you need any questions about those, please call 311 or 869-6311 for any of that information as well. A great thing that I want to promote too, which is great about the show, I'm constantly being emailed things, oh, please announce this on the show, or, you know, just give a shout out because they know that we will talk about these things incessantly. But the JCC has just revamped their friendly visiting program. We're actually going to have them come on the radio to talk more about it. But, you know, they're looking for volunteers and people who are actually interested in receiving, you know, someone to come visit them. You could just, it's, and it could be as simple as, you know, just exchanging stories, playing cards, sharing a cup of coffee, whatever it is, and it's all in the comfort of your own home. So you can call 311 or 869-6311, and you could also call the JCC directly at 516-484-1545, extension 113.
How do they, like, you get visit, you get the people who want to visit.
Mm-hmm.
How about the people who want to be visited?
Yeah, so any of those people can call.
Yeah.
The JCC, and they do the coordinate and the vetting.
Yeah, both sides.
Yeah, so they do directly that whole coordination, which is great, and we partner with them, obviously. So anytime we get a referral in, we actually send it over their way.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. And also, we had mentioned this last week, too, the Quail Venture 2018. I'm hoping this will get rid of some of the ticks issues in the town, but it's really a great, exciting initiative, and we always want to give kudos to the great stuff that North Hempstead is doing. And also hot off the presses, NYU Winthrop is now setting up at the beach and parks of North Hempstead little free sunscreen things. So, Otto, you are, probably will see them at the parks. These little, I saw a picture of it. It's a little contraption that you can get free sunscreen, which, and it's no cost to the taxpayers. It's all, you know, from Winthrop. So.
Well, I talk from a very hard personal experience of abusing the sun in my youth. I encourage people not to do that because it just leads to trouble.
Absolutely.
And you wind up in a dermatologist every 3 or 4 months, which you don't want to do. So
right, right.
If you take advantage of things like free sunscreen, and be conscious of the fact that you should use sunscreen.
Yeah, and I think...
You went out with olive oil, not olive
yeah.
oil.
Baby oil.
Baby oil. You covered yeah. yourself with baby oil.
And like with your, you had like the silver thing?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, the aluminum. Whatever. Yeah. Now, I was at the stepping stone with my kids and grandchildren the other day. All they do is keep chasing them and spraying them with stuff. Like, well, that's, it wears off. And they're spraying them up and down. Oh.
It's true. Though.
What a difference, you know.
Well, but in my era, people paid zero attention to that. And you would wind up with sunburn with blisters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, bubbles.
My lips used to blister.
Yeah, I mean, it's not good.
No. I mean, fortunately, I don't have, you know. But
no, but what's beneficial, too, now is a lot of different regular lotions and product, and I know makeup for females and stuff, you know, there's sunscreen is built into, which is, you know, great. But a lot of which the fact this will now be at the parks and the beach, you could say you can only have the excuse, I forgot.
That's nice.
You know?
I agree.
It's right there. And it's sunscreen, it's not sunblock. So if you, you know, want to get a little tan, you
could
get
it. You
can come through a little
okay.
bit, yes. So
we got to take our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.